Welcome to the Truest Adventure, everybody. Each week, we'll seek out and interview the heroes that live amongst us.
And each week, we'll ask them to tell us the story of an adventure that challenged them, stuck with them, and forced them to grow.
I'm Trey.
And I'm Quest.
And this is the Truest Adventure.
So we're going to take this opportunity before jumping into these amazing interviews we've lined up for you guys this season to tell you a little bit about who we are. Trey, do you want to get us started off?
Yeah, sure. So my name is Trey Monahan. I live here in New Orleans. I absolutely love living in New Orleans. I love to eat, and New Orleans has great food. I love to drink. I work inside my family's bar business, so that helps. I love to do, like, just tons of different things, and New Orleans is so culturally rich that it provides me that opportunity. I have a background in comedy. I did stand-up and improv and sketch comedy for 8 years. Before that, I worked on a ranch. I did a little college at Tulane and also at NYU. Loved that experience. I speak a touch of Arabic. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else really important about me.
What do you do, which will become important later? Like, are you a runner? How much do you run? What races have you run?
Oh, yeah. I love to run. So I ran the New York City Marathon in 2016. That was after taking about a 2-year hiatus from running because I had knee surgery on a torn meniscus. And before that, I was running ultra marathons. I've been fortunate enough to go run an ultra in Mississippi with you, only we didn't run the exact same race. I ran the short version,
which was still quite long.
But yeah, I always ran as a kid. Including all of the sports that you play that have running. I've just always been someone likes to move a lot. And move around, and running now it provides that. And it's not dependent on needing 3 guys to go get a pickup basketball game because my schedule is pretty stupid. So yeah, that is, I guess, who I am. Oh, I also love to volunteer and work in like the nonprofit world and try to help some organizations that I'm sure will come up in conversation, but obviously like Youth Run NOLA and Roots of Music, Legacies Alive. So definitely want to like name check them at the very beginning of this whole thing, because through that work, I have come in contact with some of the most amazing and beautiful people in my entire life. And some of those people we are actually talking to in this first season. So that being said, man, I hate every second of what I just did, because it's just like talking about me and it seems super arrogant.
But so we have to do it.
Guess what?
These folks have tuned into the podcast. They're going to hear us as their mainstay host from episode to episode, season to season. And I think they want to know a little bit about who we are.
Yeah, that's probably true. But it's still awkward as shit just talking about yourself, man. I don't enjoy it. So that being said, what about you, man?
My turn for some awkward. My name is Marquess Meeks. I go by Quest. I moved back to New Orleans about 2.5 years ago. I originally spent time in New Orleans when I was down here for undergrad at Tulane. My family's from Central Louisiana, Alexandria, or Ellic, as they say. So my southern roots go back to birth, but I was raised mostly just south of Seattle in a town called Kent, Washington. Family bounced around a bunch when I was younger. My dad was in the Air Force. Like I said, ultimately settled just south of Seattle from probably 5th grade through high school graduation. Came down to Tulane for undergrad. I'm a lawyer by training and by profession. That's how I mainstay make my money until we get a bunch of sponsors for podcasting. Then maybe I'll do something different. But went up to DC for law school at Georgetown. Worked for a judge in Southwest Georgia. Joined the Department of Justice shortly after that and was a federal prosecutor for 7 years in 3 different offices. Gave me phenomenal opportunities to see a bunch of the world and to do phenomenal work and work with amazing people. So lived and worked in Puerto Rico as a prosecutor, worked for a pretty elite group of prosecutors in DC doing public corruption work, then moved back home, as I said, to New Orleans in at the end of 2014 to work in the U.S. Attorney's Office here. And I did that until the end of 2016. And then starting in January 2017, went in-house with a local company here, or a regional company here, called Entergy, which is a regional utility. In terms of things that I like to do in New Orleans, as you mentioned, is a great city for philanthropy. There's tons of opportunities to give back. I am the board chair for an organization called Uncommon Construction, which uses the residential build process to teach young people leadership skills, real hard hard life skills that they can use in finding employment after graduation. And I also serve on the board of Boys Hope Girls Hope New Orleans and run with Youth Run NOLA and do a small bit of fundraising for them. My life as a runner, I picked up running probably in a serious fashion, aside from like playing basketball and a small bit of baseball when I was younger. I really seriously picked up running probably about 6 or 7 years ago, after I started working as a prosecutor as a way to kind of work out some stress relief, because trying cases is extremely stressful. And since that time, I've gone from struggling to run a mile down Paseo Princesa in Puerto Rico to, as you mentioned a couple of weeks ago, we were in the woods in Mississippi running an ultra marathon, and I ran the 50-mile race. And I've just about run every distance race in between those two. And so at some point, you guys will get a chance to hear more about our truest adventure in running. But we want to give you the benefit of hearing a little bit more about the other voices that you might hear on the podcast as we interview different guests week to week.
Yeah. And so we have a couple of occasional hosts that drop in with us. And one of those hosts, her name is Jenna Miller. And Jenna is like irreplaceable. That's the best way I could describe Jenna. She literally makes everything in my life run so much more smoothly than if I handled it myself. It's crazy. So she and I have been working together for, I don't know. So we're recording this in the spring of 2017, and I've been working with her since the fall, early fall of 2016. So a couple of seasons there. And let me just tell you, she's from New Orleans. She is currently finishing her senior year at Tulane. She's getting a double major, neuroscience and French. She's about ready to start med school at LSU. I'm pretty sure she's still going to go to LSU. She has a couple offers on the table, but she seemed real thrilled with LSU. So she's significantly smarter than I am, which is intimidating. And she's in very good shape. She's actually running some races to raise money here in the city. So she gives back to the community as well. And yeah, she has set up a lot of the social media for the Truest Adventure. And she has handled all kinds of different things for all of the stuff that I am involved with all the nonprofits. But she has also a lot of the, you know, public outreach for the Truest Adventure. She handles a lot of that. So sometimes she comes on, she asks some questions. Sometimes she comes on, doesn't ask some questions, which is kind of fascinating, because I tend to isolate who is smart, is like who's doing the majority of the talking, which almost is always me. And that person is almost always the dumbest person. And the smartest person is the one that's just like quietly listening. Yeah. And it's Jenna and our other guest host.
Yeah. And so before I tell you about another guest host who you will hear pretty frequently throughout the interviews that are coming up next, Trey mentioned our tags on social media. So on social media, on Facebook and Instagram, we are The Truest Adventure. On Twitter, we are Truest Adventure. So at us on either of those. Watch the Facebook for the notifications that new episodes are dropping on iTunes and Stitcher. But you've gotten this far, so you know where to go to find that. But the extra content that we have to put out there, photos, videos from us in studio, photos with us and of our guests, photos of things that our guests reference during their episodes will be put up through Instagram and the Facebook. So our other co-host is probably the flyest cat in New Orleans. Easily one of the flyest cats that I know.
For sure.
For sure. Markel Montgomery. So Markel's stage name when he's rapping is High Def. H-I-I-I period capital D-E-F. So you can find him on SoundCloud. He's got a couple of rap albums that he's put out recently, but also is a young, talented musician who plays, I think, at our count was about 7 instruments before we made him stop counting because it was just overly impressive. Markel is currently studying music production at UNO, but is a graduate of the Roots of Music program here in the city, which does not only music instruction for young people, but also does tutoring with them and aims to have them achieve both academically and musically, which was co-founded by Mr. Derek Tabb of the Rebirth Brass Band. So Markel, after graduating for that program and all of the phenomenal opportunities that Roots gave him throughout the years, such as playing in the Parade of Roses and also playing on stage with the hit band The Revivalist, is now studying music production to continue to follow his dream to actually start a record label and work in the music industry himself. You will have firsthand glimpse of how talented Markel is when we kick into what is our first full interview or our first episode of this season, which is the next one. That theme music was fully done by Markel, arranged post-production. I think he played a couple of the instruments on it and like otherwise recruited all the musicians and the vocalist to put that together as an original piece for The Truest Adventure.
Yeah. Super talented.
Amazing.
And he switches pretty easily between his stage, High Def, and Markel,
yeah,
who's this mild-mannered college student that you wouldn't understand or have any idea is massively talented. And you'll hear that in some of the interviews, and it's a real treat to see the two, I guess, in this situation. Yeah. Hear the two.
Yeah.
Different people that he has inside him. It's great.
Yeah. And so we want to get you guys to this great content and these amazing interviews that we have in store.
Can I ask you a quick question, though?
Yeah.
Hey, why are we talking about running, though? That's like one thing we haven't really explained.
Mm-hmm.
So why is that?
Certainly. So like what we've decided in terms of putting together this podcast, The Truest Adventure, is every season we're going to focus on a different theme or a different topic. And every season we're going to bring our guest into studio and ultimately ask them after hearing about who they are so that you guys get a sense of the amazing people that they are and existing in this world and the great things they're doing. What is their truest adventure on the theme for the season? And this season, it is about truest adventures in running.
Man, that helps a lot, I think, for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's so great to be able to like sit down and do this and, you know, understand that what you guys are about ready to hear with our first interview, a man by the name of Anthony Butler, to know about the fact that we're talking about running. When you start to hear about Anthony and you start to get some background on Anthony and get into that story, it's pretty amazing. But like right now, Anthony is his exact job title. He is like
he's a social worker
inside of the Brooklyn district attorney's office.
Yep. That's right.
Right.
Yep.
And so he's born and raised in New York, and travels the world running.
Yeah.
And so obviously, you know, he's got a big heart. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you from experience from hanging out with him that he is one of the funniest dudes you can possibly talk to.
Yeah.
Great. Just like super like warm smile. Great laugh. Super sharp. Like easily calls things out. One of my favorite things, and like we hit on it in for a second in the episode, is just the fact that like within 2 seconds of meeting me, he instantly just like knew who I was.
Yeah. And don't want to give away some of the great stuff that you're going to get from listening to the episode, but Anthony just with Trey's description, would be an amazing human to know and for you guys to hear from. But when you hear the full story of the life circumstances and kind of the arc of his life and how, notwithstanding all those things, he's still this phenomenal runner who travels the world and has this gigantic heart, I think you guys will agree with us that Anthony is truly one of those heroes that walks amongst us that we talked about. Yeah. So without further ado, welcome to the Truest Adventure.